So you just realize that World War III is imminent and you aren't prepared at all. Like most modern consumers, you don't want to be burdened with having to learn new skills or the anxiety of trying to build some weird community network. You want to do what we do best. We throw money at the problem. So today we're going to help you get ready for the inevitable, whether you're
broke,
middle income, or
a member of the rich and powerful elite.
Let's get to it. Let's break down the low, medium, and high income options for every prepping category. If you have zero money whatsoever and you need to secure a space, the lowest cost and most effective solution is just to make a sign. A makeshift sign like this will do a lot to keep the baddies away. Next up is a surveillance system. These are Vosker cameras. These actually run on cell networks, so you can use these almost anywhere in the world where you get a cell signal. I would strongly recommend, and they're powered by solar. Now, one of the most expensive but amazing force multiplying security tools has to be a thermal drone. Being able to see every heat signature from the sky for miles around with a simple click of a button is incredibly advantageous, but be prepared to fork out around $10,000 to get a good one. The cheapest way to prep the most important thing for survival and preparedness is to go down to your local wholesale food store, get some bags of rice and beans, get some 5-gallon buckets, Mylar bags for a few hundred bucks. You can be good to go for 100 days. Now, if you want a little bit more variety, there's other options. One of these options is a pressure canning system. If you want to be pressure canning things like meats, you're going to need a dedicated pressure canning system. This is going to allow you to preserve food almost indefinitely for certain things. Now, if money is no object whatsoever, you might as well pick yourself up a $5,000 to $7,000 freeze drying machine. This is going to allow you to preserve damn near any food for 25 years. But if you're too lazy and you don't want to do it yourself, just go and pick up some freeze dry food. But a word of caution, if you are going to dump thousands of dollars into a doomsday supply of freeze-dried foods, make sure that you're investing in the top-tier brands. The last thing you want is for the dog to be eating better than you after the apocalypse. If you want a list of brands, I'll recommend a few. Check out the description section below. On the topic of firearms, if money's a problem, don't overthink it. Just get yourself the cheapest shotgun that money can buy. And if you live in the city, maybe consider a handgun if it's legal in your country. It's better than a slingshot. If you're fortunate enough to live in the suburbs, you might as well pick yourself up a decent semi-automatic rifle. Put a red dot scope on it and call it a day. You got the shotgun, you got the semi-auto, you got the handgun. Get yourself some decent body armor. Body armor is essential. What's a hockey team without a goalie? Now, in terms of medical supplies on a budget, unfortunately, aside rummaging through your medicine cabinet, there's not a whole lot you can do. You can, however, get yourself a survival medicine handbook. This is going to help you with almost any situation. Medical supplies are very expensive, but if you have to focus on something to start, focus on trauma kits. That involves your compression bandages, your clotting agents, and of course, your tourniquet and bleeding control kits. If you're already stocked up on freeze-dried caviar, you might as well pick yourself up some extra medicine. Jace Medical will allow you to stock up on hundreds of different prescription medications, from antibiotics to chronic health medications. In terms of personal protection, the cheapest option is, of course, going to be an N95 or an N99 mask. This is going to offer some protection against biological contaminants, even against the alpha and beta radioactive particles. One of the most iconic flagship pieces of gear, of course, is the gas mask. Some key things you want to look for are one that receives 40 millimeter standard NATO threads for your filters, and you want something that's a nice fit that gives you a nice visual range. You also want to make sure it has a speech diaphragm so you can actually hear what I'm saying. That way, in an emergency, you can communicate with the people around you. Now, if you're one of those newly made NVIDIA millionaires and you got a lot of cash to throw around, you might as well pick up a full-blown MOP suit. That stands for Mission Oriented Protective Posture.
This will protect you against chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear threats. This primarily consists of a gas mask, a breathable hazmat suit, butyl rubber gloves for chemical protection, as well as a powered air purifier respirator.
Now, in terms of barber bowls, I would strongly recommend quitting any bad habits before the apocalypse, because the last thing you want to deal with is withdrawal pangs. I will say that alcohol and cigarettes are probably going to be great barterable items that are going to be very achievable if you're on a budget. Now, if you have more disposable income, you might want to consider getting some cash out of the ATMs. When the power finally does go out, you're not going to be able to buy things from stores, and cash is still going to be recognized for months after the initial event. Now, if you're a person who has a lot of extra income and that's all zeros and ones in a bank somewhere, you might want to consider converting that into something that's held its value throughout the ages. That is gold and precious metals. Because the time is going to come when this is not going to be valued anymore, but this always will be. Information is absolutely vital, and it's impossible to know everything there is to know with respect to preparedness. That is why you need to stockpile as much of the stuff as possible. The cheapest way to do this is just to get your phone loaded up with a variety of different how-to PDFs and multimedia content. Now, computers require electricity. If they go down, all your information will be lost. If you're of modest means, you might want to consider hard copy versions of as much different types of survival reference material as you can muster. And last but not least, probably the most expensive option, but probably the best, is going to be to go out and take actual courses in all these various domains of study as they pertain to survival and preparedness. Water. 3 days without it, and you're dead. A budget solution? Simply get a water bob for $35 or less. Put that in your bathtub, fill it with water, should be good to go for a couple of weeks. Now, to make sure that water is purified, make sure you get yourself a $5 bottle of bleach. Now, this does expire after 6 months, so you might want to consider a tub of calcium hypochlorite. Should be able to get that for $50. This is going to purify thousands upon thousands of gallons of drinking water. Very cheap. We have videos on how to do it. Go check those out in the description section below. If you got a few more bucks to spare, pick up a gravity water filtration system. This looks great in the kitchen. It's very practical. It filters out viruses and bacteria. All you have to do, pop the top, pour your dirty water in, comes out purified in the bottom. Now, if you attend pool parties on yachts, you might want to consider digging your own well, reverse osmosis, or get yourself a Swiss Expedition Katadyn water filter. It's probably going to run you a couple $1,000s. Now, in terms of water storage, the cheapest way to do this is to not throw away those plastic bottles that you typically take to the recycling center. Just rinse them out, fill them up with water, put them in a dark place. Yes, indeed, the plastic is likely going to leach into the water, but I'll tell you this, you're gonna die of dehydration before you die of the chemicals leaching into the water. If you wanna store larger amounts of water, step it up to 55-gallon drums. These are about $100 a pop. You could fill these up, or you can even use them to catch rainwater. Lastly, if you have the space, you might as well pick up some 1,000-liter water totes. If you want to buy these brand new, they might run you around $300 to $500. You can usually find them used for around $150. One of the cornerstones of civilization is lighting. One of the most cost-effective options is going to be a tried-and-true candle. Any candle will suffice. It is going to provide area lighting, and it is also going to provide a modest amount of heat. Now, in terms of handheld, middle-of-the-road flashlights, there are hundreds of options out there. A very reliable light I found is this thing called the hybrid light, and it has a built-in solar panel, and you can also use it to charge your devices. Now, if you own your own private island and you have to signal to all your buddies on the yachts out there, you can get insanely powerful flashlights nowadays that range between $500 to even $5,000. A saw is an essential tool when you're in the wilderness. You need to be able to procure firewood to keep warm. A simple, cheap way to do that is get yourself a Silky F-180 saw. Between $20 and $30, and you basically have something that can harvest you firewood for a long, long time. Now, if you want to step it up a notch to around the $100 level, get yourself a Silky Big Boy Outback. This saw was designed with preppers in mind. It is built for longevity. Now, if you're Richie Rich and you got $1,000 to spare, get yourself a Katana Boy 1000. This is basically a chainsaw without the loud noises and the dependence on gasoline. The most cost-effective shelter option, if you're on a budget, is going to be an emergency tent or just a tarp. But you have to pair that tarp with some kind of mosquito netting. Now, a middle-of-the-road shelter option is going to be your standard run-of-the-mill tent. This could be anything from the $100 Walmart special all the way up to the $5,000 Silnylon ultralight but ultra-durable Norwegian-style tent. The choice is really up to you. But just remember that weight really does matter, especially if you're on foot. Unless you have an ATV, a sled, or some way to transport that portable shelter, you're going to be humping that on your back. So try to find a balance between durability and weight. If you got a lot of ones and zeros in the bank that you're just itching to get rid of, you may as well get yourself an off-grid tiny home, an RV, a bunkie, a rural recreational retreat somewhere. Now, in terms of cutting tools, the cheapest way is to go into your kitchen, try to find the sharpest butcher knife. The second cheapest way, get yourself a Mora knife. These are gonna cost you between 20 and 30 bucks. Not gonna last forever, not gonna do everything, but it's gonna help you get by. Next up is a tried and true American classic, K-Bar. This is the BK7 Becker Combat Utility Knife. It's a good do-all knife. It's gonna be great for survival situations. Now, if money is no object, go and find yourself a guy on a mountaintop and get him to build you something custom like this here. This is the Ram Bowie knife. Communications are going to be absolutely vital in an emergency. If you're on a budget, the best communication device you can get for disaster is a shortwave multi-purpose radio. You can get these shortwave multi-function radios for around $50. They have solar panels built in, they have a crank system built in, and they also have AM, FM, and weather band. A more middle-range communication device are going to be different types of walkie-talkies. These types of systems can range from $25 all the way up to several thousand dollars if you're getting into the more sophisticated types of amateur radio. What you're likely going to use in any emergency is just going to be your standard walkie-talkie, be it FRS, GMRS, or even this ham radio system here. This, of course, does require a license. However, I'm not sure if the authorities are going to be there to enforce this when the shit hits the fan. Now, the most premium but expensive option is going to be a satellite phone. These are the most reliable and will allow you to communicate with anybody essentially on Earth. However, it will require a subscription service and you do pay by the minute, so try to be brief. A shovel and hand tools are essential for long-term preparedness. You probably already have these in the shed outside of your house. If you don't and you want something that's a bit more portable, check out the Cold Steel Spetsnaz Survival Shovel. This thing doubles as an axe. You can use it for self-defense purposes and it is packable. Now, if you want to step it up and you're willing to spend a couple hundred bucks, pick up one of these SRM multi-tool survival shovels, and these ones are actually really good quality. Now, if you're really looking to make it rain, then I would recommend going and picking yourself up a tractor, a skid steer, some kind of excavator, a backhoe, something that you can move a lot of dirt with so you can build your post-apocalyptic fantasy bunker. After nuclear winter, most people are going to die of exposure. The number one low-cost way of heating a small space is going to be with a small propane-based heating system. Do not rely on electric heat. A more middle-of-the-road option is going to be a portable wood stove. You can retrofit a room in your home to accept a wood stove. It's not hard to do. In fact, we've shown you how to do it on the channel before. A high-quality, smaller, portable wood stove is going to range between $200 to $1,000. And last but not least, for the person who has everything, you might want to consider a whole home heating system. This could be something like a fireplace or even a larger wood stove that you can use for cooking, but also for heating your home. These are typically going to require a professional to install. Up next is power generation. Electricity is going to be essential for a disaster situation. Today, there's plenty of ways to generate electricity, but the main one is solar. The smallest and most cost-effective way to generate small amounts of electricity are with a small solar panel paired with a very portable power bank. You can use this to power your small devices. Now, if you want something to power your larger devices, like a small fridge or an e-bike, That's when you're getting into the middle class of solar power generation systems. Typically, these power banks fall within the sub 2 kilowatt hours and usually consist of a solar panel that is below 200 watts. For an equivalent price point, you can also get a gas or dual fuel diesel and propane generator. That's something you should consider also. The benefit of these systems is that they're whisper quiet. And last but not least, everybody's dream is a whole home solar power system. This is usually when you're getting into the 10 kilowatt hour and above range. These are usually comprised of the 1 kilowatt hour and above solar arrays and can output anywhere between 3.5 kilowatts to 10 kilowatts. The cost for something like this is going to be north of $5,000. Never underestimate the power of optics. It's going to save you from having to walk out and put yourself in harm's way. The simplest solution is to get yourself a monocular or a pair of binoculars. These are going to range between 20 and 50 bucks. The middle income solution might be a night vision monocular or a Gen 1 night vision. This uses an infrared illuminator, so it's not true night vision. These are going to range between $200 and $500. Now, the ultimate optic that everybody wants is a handheld thermal imager. You can get thermal imagers for your firearm, you can get them handheld, and you can also get them on a drone. These are almost impossible to hide from. But make sure you don't get a thermal imager that has a resolution that is below 300 pixels. Otherwise, it's not going to be that useful beyond 50 meters. Now let's just say the nuclear bombs are inbound. You only have an hour and all you have is a shovel. Well, the good news is if you've read the book Nuclear War Survival Skills, which is relatively cheap, in fact, you can even get it online for free, you will have a means to protect yourself from the damaging gamma radiation that will ensue shortly thereafter. Or if you want to take it one step further and you got a little bit more income to dispose of, get yourself some sandbags. Every prepper should have hundreds of sandbags kicking around. These things have a variety of different uses. If you got money in the bank that you have to burn before it depreciates, you might as well get yourself a doomsday bunker. You can use it as a root cellar, as a panic room, and even if disaster strikes so you don't end up like that guy, of course it's going to protect you against nuclear fallout. In terms of low-cost, bug-out vehicles, nothing is going to beat a bicycle or, quite frankly, any old piece of junk that you drive off the lot. The goal is just to get out of Dodge. For that, you only need something that's going to run a few hundred miles. Some main features for a middle-income bug-out vehicle are things like reliability, concealability, and also fuel efficiency. This is where you might want to consider an EV. The only problem with EVs is that they stand out like a sore thumb. Now, in terms of the ultimate bug-out vehicle, if I had infinite amounts of cash, I would pick myself up an Earth Roamer vehicle. If anybody at the Earth Roamer company is watching this channel, please fly me down there so I can test drive some of your Earth Roamers, or better yet, just send me one free of charge for review. I hope you found our breakdown of low, medium, and high-income preparedness products useful. Let us know if you have any questions in the comments section below. Links for many of the products mentioned in this video are in the description. Thanks for watching. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. Canadian Prepper out.
The best way to support this channel is to support yourself by gearing up at CanadianPreparedness.com, where you'll find high-quality survival gear at the best prices, no junk, and no gimmicks. Use discount code PREPPINGGEAR for 10% off. Don't forget, the strong survive, but the prepared thrive. Stay safe.